It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up, dystopian fiction like The Hunger Games was once the thing for teens, but our guest says that's changing with something even more depressing taking its place. First, a new report from the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism finds that Wisconsin taxpayers have missed out on millions of dollars in settlements after lawmakers repealed the False Claims Act in the 2015 to 2017 state budget. That law provided incentives for whistleblowers to come forward with reports of fraud. It had been one of the most effective tools to find Medicaid fraud in particular, according to interviews and public records. Dee Hall is the managing editor at the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism. She joins us now for details on this new report. Dee, welcome back.
All right. Thanks a lot for having me.
Well, give us the basics. What is, or I guess was, the False Claims Act in Wisconsin?
The State False Claims Act allowed whistleblowers, or people usually generally within companies, to report and to prosecute as private plaintiffs fraud when they came across it in the Medicaid program specifically. It was modeled after a federal law. The federal law still exists, and it was part of a Deficit Reduction Act quite a few years ago by the federal government to try to incentivize states to really crack down on Medicaid because it's a state and federal program.
And what would this fraud look like? A pharmaceutical company overcharging, that kind of thing?
That's a classic kind of fraud that we're talking about. This is mostly corporate fraud. This is instances where the corporations allegedly overbilled the state Medicaid program.
And this happened quite a bit, it looks like.
There have been millions and millions of dollars worth of fraud that has been uncovered over the years by both whistleblowers and by other methods.
But you say in the report, whistleblowers were often the key method that started the road to finding out this kind of fraud.
Right. So according to the U.S. Department of Justice, about 88% of the claims that were filed, of the civil lawsuits that were filed that allege medical fraud, Medicare, Medicaid fraud, were actually filed by whistleblowers and their attorneys.
Now, as we mentioned, this False Claims Act went away in the budget just a couple of years ago, but it had been kind of fading out over time for a couple of years before that. Can you talk us through how we stopped using this False Claims Act, in effect?
Well, there were some messages sent from the federal government to the state of Wisconsin beginning in 2011, telling the state you need to update your False Claims Act in these particular ways so you can continue to qualify for this extra bonus, this 10% bonus payment. So what would happen was the state would get more than its share, 10% more than its share of the money back when fraud was detected, but only if they had a qualifying False Claims Act. And the state declined to update the act. And then in 2015, the 2015-17 budget, they eliminated the law altogether.
And we're the only state, as I understand it, to have had a False Claims Act like this and to have repealed it.
That's our understanding from the National Whistleblower Center.
And how much money did the state miss out on because of this?
Well, we asked them several times to try to estimate that for us. They weren't interested in doing that. So we asked a group called Taxpayers Against Fraud, and they're experts in these type of whistleblower lawsuits. And they, along with our own calculations, estimated about $11 million since the state refused to strengthen and then overturned the law.
Now, we've got law enforcement and an attorney general's office in the state. Isn't that enough to watch out for this kind of fraud?
Well, that's what the big business group said, and they were really pushing for us to get rid of our State False Claims Act. They also were very active at a point where there were some proposals to expand it beyond the Medicaid program to other programs that use private contractors, and that was halted. But yes, that is the argument that is made, that this is a better way to do it, is rely on the regular law enforcement mechanisms to identify this fraud and to prosecute it.
And it sounds like another argument from business groups in particular was this is just a plaintiff's attorney enrichment sort of program. I can make money by filing this fraud claim, but my lawyer makes a lot of money. It doesn't really benefit the state.
Right. So that was the argument. They were derisively called, these whistleblowers and their attorneys were derisively called bounty hunters. And there was this sense among the business groups that individuals should not profit. Individuals and their attorneys who identify this waste and fraud should not profit. But at the way these suits work, the prosecutor or the whistleblower and his or her attorney actually take the risk by launching the suit themselves, and then the state has the opportunity to join in.
We're talking to Dee Hall from the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism about A fraud program in Wisconsin that was repealed a couple years back, the False Claims Act, aimed at trying to track down Medicaid fraud. Report finds that the state has missed out now on millions of dollars since then. So is it likely, is it possible that now this kind of Medicaid fraud is going on and not being detected because there isn't this much incentive for a whistleblower, say, as you said, an employee or former employee at a company to report this?
Well, it's possible. Again, the state said it was too early to say whether there's been any lack of incentive of whistleblowers to come forward. I will say, though, that the former attorney general, as a citizen, filed a lawsuit against a handful of pharmaceutical companies claiming that they were overcharging the state. And the activity went back prior to the repeal of the False Claims Act, but a Dane County judge said, no, the state has repealed the False Claims Act. You can't bring this action. And so she and her attorney are claiming that the state could lose out on tens of millions of dollars if they decline to join in the case, which they have so far done.
That's former Attorney General Peg Lautenschlager. Has the current Attorney General's office participated in this case at all?
No, they've declined to participate in it. They've called the claims stale and said that they have problems with the merits of the case, but the attorney in the case is also the former deputy attorney general of the state of Wisconsin, Daniel Bach, and he indicated that, in fact, this suit is almost identical to other suits that have been brought both by Lautenschlager when she was attorney general and settlements that have been signed by the current attorney general, Brad Schimmel himself.
Now, Wisconsin has moved away from this False Claims Act. What's the trend in other states around the country?
Well, we don't know of any others that have moved away from it. There was an effort that was successful to block West Virginia from enacting a False Claims Act. So that's the only other trend we know of. It was a nationwide push that went on a couple of years ago, and in Wisconsin it was successful.
So if I am working at one of these companies, I'll say a pharmaceutical company or what other kind of companies, I should say, are distributors or medical offices part of this?
Medical equipment suppliers, insurance companies, and anybody who might be able to file a claim with the Medicaid program that would enrich them and unjustly. And so if you're a whistleblower, you can still report that to the Inspector General of the Department of Health Services. You could still call the State Department of Justice, but you would not have the incentive to hire a lawyer and try to bring an action on your own because you won't get repaid for that effort.
Do we know how often that happens? I know you said that the Attorney General's office or the state says we don't know how the repeal of that law has affected the numbers, but do we know in general how many people are doing this at any given year?
No, it varies year to year, and many of the cases for which Wisconsin is still continuing to get settlements, these are federal cases that involve multiple states, and they may have started as a whistleblower claim under the Federal False Claims Act. So it's a little too early to tell. It's sort of like proving a negative. We don't know what fraud is out there that we don't know about that people have decided not to bring forward because they don't have the incentive. So it's hard to say, but we can say that of the cases that were brought forward, the state has lost some money because they don't get that extra 10% bonus anymore.
And you wrote that a spokesman for the governor said, well, we're not doing that, or didn't comment on that, but said we're doing a lot of good stuff when it comes to fraud and waste in the state.
Yeah, there's no doubt that the state has, and this is part of, I should mention back up, this is part of a series of stories that we're doing called Broken Whistle, and it was reported primarily by my investigative reporting class here at the University of Wisconsin-Madison School of Journalism, and So the governor's office has said, look, we're still prosecuting Medicaid fraud. There's no doubt that that's going on. But these types of cases are, according to the repeal and then now a judge's decision, not allowed anymore in the state.
Is anybody talking about wanting to bring back this False Claims Act in Wisconsin?
I have not heard that currently. I'll be interested to see whether this prompts anybody to take a look at it. The honest truth is it would be very difficult, given the people who oppose the False Claims Act, for lawmakers to bring it forward.
We'll leave it there for now. Dee, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
That's Dee Hall, managing editor at the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism. She joined us for the details on a new report that shows Wisconsin taxpayers have missed out on millions of dollars in settlements since lawmakers repealed the False Claims Act. You can find a link to that report at WPR.org. Coming up, dystopian stories were once all the rage in young adult fiction. Think Hunger Games. But our guest says that's changing. We'll find out why it's on the decline and what's replacing it. Stay with us here on Central Time.